Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rod Blagojevich is still in jail. And it looks now like the only hope that he has to get out early is if President Trump pardons him. I calculated my estimated probability that Trump will pardon him at 58% last week. I now have it at 54%. Trump is getting closer and closer to pardoning Rod Blagojevich. You remember when they met?
All of a sudden now Curtis didn't work as hard?
No,
that just doesn't make any sense to me.
I didn't say that. When they don't know the product.
Well, you did actually sort of say
it. Well, I suggested that.
I think you did say it, not sort of, right? I just want to ask this one question. Your Harry Potter facts were not accurate. Who did the research?
There was not a specific direction to do the research on Harry Potter, but the inability to learn the product, and there was an issue in the...
Was that their inability or your inability?
I suppose I should have directed everybody.
That is so Blagojevich being Blagojevich. Oh, my God.
They're talking about Harry Potter.
That man was our governor.
You have been the one
and the president of the United States.
I know.
So
it's crazy.
So are you responsible?
I think we did not win, but I think if you look at the baseball team, we're making progress.
It is hilarious if you think about that.
I have great respect for your tenacity, for the fact that you just don't give up. But, Rod, you're fired.
You're gone!
We've got a governor and a president playing TV there. Both parties.
And by the way, at the time that aired, the bet was that the governor would become president, not the businessman. Now, the businessman is president, the governor's in jail.
Yeah, that governor was already headed for jail then.
Oh, really? We kind of knew
that?
Yeah, I guess we didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? I just had an idea.
What?
Maybe President Trump needs that music in the background. Like, could you imagine meeting, you know,
Shinzo Abe or Kim Jong-un?
Maybe he'd realize the intensity in the room. You know, we're talking about nuclear weapons
and I'm more comfortable with him around that. I mean, it's showtime.
Could you see Abe walking in and then looking around? Where's that coming from? That's pretty funny.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to do that. We'll do a hot mix later on, or not a hot mix. We'll do a produced mix, but I'll find some dramatic music a la that show, and we'll see if that makes it easier to stomach.
Cue the president.
So, okay. So, Patty Blagojevich then goes on Tucker Carlson the other night. The Supreme Court said that they're not going to hear a case where he feels like he was treated wrongly in the trial. So he's got no hope in the courts. The only hope for him now is to get a pardon from that guy who respected him in Celebrity Apprentice. And I can just see Trump doing it for a number of reasons. This is Patty on with Tucker Carlson.
Well, you know, we were so disappointed today that the Supreme Court did not decide to take up our case and end this very dangerous conflict that we have in the law right now. This is so dangerous because it allows the FBI and power-hungry, overzealous prosecutors like Patrick Fitzgerald, who prosecuted both my husband and Scooter Libby, to go after anyone that they don't like just because that person might be unpopular or controversial. It's, you know, my husband is probably the only person in the entire history of the United States who is serving any kind of sentence for simply asking for campaign contributions.
How many years did he get?
It's a 14-year sentence, and he never took a bribe, never took a kickback, never made any promises to contributors for any official acts. We never took gifts, trips, cars, watches, any of the other things that some of these other governors have been convicted of, and yet he serves a sentence that's twice as long as anyone else. Mm. My daughters are growing up. You know, my older daughter is a senior in college. She's graduating in 2 months. My younger one's in high school. So, you know, the ability to just pull them out of school to go see their dad gets harder and harder.
Elizabeth Brackett wrote the book on Rod Blagojevich, and she joins us on WGN. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. You sound okay. I'm going to talk to you as long as the phone cooperates for just a couple of minutes here. What did you make of that cut there with Tucker Carlson and Patty?
Well, I think Patty Blagojevich is doing a pretty good job in terms of trying to
hold on to the one last hope they may have of reducing the sentence or commuting the sentence. She made all the right points.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about those. So let me just bounce a couple of them off of you. She said that Fitzgerald just was going after people like her husband and Scooter Libby that he didn't like, people who are controversial or unpopular. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I don't think that's accurate, but I do. There was always some question about whether or not Patrick Fitzgerald was a little too aggressive as a prosecutor. I mean, that was in play at the time, and it certainly is a comment that would appeal to President Trump, given his situation with prosecutors at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that it doesn't help. I mean, it sure, I think, doesn't help when you're Rod Blagojevich. You behave the way you did, and if people are angry or embarrassed by you, then, I mean, the president runs into this himself now. He sometimes wonders why he doesn't get more cooperation or traction. I think it's because you denigrate everybody around you. Rod wasn't that, but I do think his personality or persona got in the way, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I firmly believe that that is why he got a 14-year sentence.
Really?
Because basically he's, you know, stuck his finger in the eye of the prosecutors and of the judge. And you don't do that to federal prosecutors without some consequences, as even President Trump seems to be finding out.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason Trump might respond. I mean, otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense for President Trump to give a pass to Rod Blagojevich in terms of his own political career. It doesn't help him much with his base, but it does give him personally the satisfaction of throwing another jab at the Justice Department.
All right. Elizabeth Brackett's on the phone line. Her book is Pay to Play, How Rod Blagojevich Turned Political Corruption into a National Sideshow. But there's Patty telling Tucker Carlson that her husband did not receive any illegal campaign contributions. He didn't take bribes, kickbacks, or accept gifts. What did you make of that part of her defense?
Well, the part of it that's true is that he didn't take any cash. Nothing was ever actually exchanged in terms of monetary value.
Yeah.
However, the question was, how much was it political horse trading and how much was it really pay to play politics, as my book said? I think there was definitely at times when Rod Blagojevich was asking for contributions in exchange for passing legislation. And that is illegal.
But you, and I guess a jury decided on that, but I mean, that is kind of hard to prove, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's always been, you know, many people who thought that because it's so difficult to prove and because the law is unclear, that this would be a good case to get finally some clarification on by having the Supreme Court take the appeal.
Well, what happened with the Children's Hospital? Refresh our memory on that.
Children's Hospital was in the midst of a fundraising campaign, and they wanted some legislation that would make it easier for them to fund a particular program for kids with disabilities. And at the same time that they wanted this legislation passed, it was actually Rod Blagojevich's brother who called for a campaign contribution from the head of Children's Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, Robert always said he never expected anything, that it was never linked to the legislation. But the head of the hospital clearly felt that it was.
Yeah.
So he felt he'd been shaken down.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Is the president going to pardon the governor?
I heard your statistics. You're down at 54% now?
But I think 54 is a numbers, that to me indicates that I think there's a probability that he will. It's not 100% he won't. I think it's 54% he won't. What do you think?
54% that he won't?
Sure. I'm at about 50-50. Where are you?
I'm actually probably about where you are. I don't think he's going to pardon him. But because it's Donald Trump, he could.
Understood. Hey, where are you? When are we going to see you on TV? When am I going to consume some of your journalism again, Elizabeth?
Well, I am telling you that I am in Florida where the weather, as I understand it, is a whole lot better than it is in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So if spring would ever come back to Chicago, I might come back and do a little more reporting on WTTW.
Until then, thanks for taking our calls, and enjoy the warm weather down there.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
You betcha, as always.